In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked down as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today,
and day's night today, and black's white today,
and most guys today, that woman prize today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to answer
when we propose. Anything goes. Go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy. No, this is not NFL Easy Picks. And welcome back to DSJMP. This isn't WrestleCast? Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Welcome back to Anything Goes Returning Home right here on the Trending Topics Network. This show needs to have a different name because I think I'm going to start calling it it's the Transformers podcast. No, it's not that we're talking about Transformers. It's because, or maybe it's not because there's more than meets the eye. It's because every time you turn around, this podcast changes. Literally every time you turn around. Let me see. This is our third episode since returning from before. The original concept has gone out the window in the first place. Then in episode one, we decided, hey, we're going to talk about wrestling, nothing but wrestling, but we're not going to have a format. You know, we'll talk about whatever we want to, us three want to talk about. That went out the window really quick because we did it in the NFL offseason. Then come to October when we actually finally put out episode two, take three, which took forever to actually get out. But we decided, okay, we're going to, you know, we'll talk about some random stuff here and there and see how it goes. We'll put in some wrestling. I just re-listened to it all today. It was fun. Yes, it's very random, but it's really hard to come up with these episodes. And what we wanted to do is pick a topic. What has been discussed before is Doctor Who. Eventually, we'll get back to that. Before, it was FTW who was behind. Now, I'm behind because I haven't got to finish Season 8 yet, or the Christmas special, if for that matter. But I think the way this show is going to go forward is we're going to have three different formats. There's one, which is going to be the, we're only going to talk about wrestling, but you're looking at that, like, around WrestleMania time, maybe a little bit after WrestleMania, but not a whole lot. The other two formats will be one where it'll be like the wrestling format, where we take one subject, get some other people on, and we'll just talk about that one topic. But there's this new format, which is halfway taken off an idea from Devil Vamp. Halfway, when I think about it, taken off the idea from a show that is still around, but from one of its old formats, and we're just going to take questions, thoughts, and topics from you listeners. And if you want your topic or anything to be talked about, you can tweet us at anything. Let me get that right. You can tweet us at the Anything Goes. That's TheAnythingGoes. That's JeFFJARRET. Anyway, so we'll normally announce roughly when we're going to have a show. This isn't going to be a weekly thing. Maybe monthly if we're lucky. It just depends on our schedule and whatnot. But let's get into things. I am your host, one of the hosts. I am Heavy Set. I am joined with the Mop Jockey.
Hola, mi amigo.
Sí, okay. And then we have FTW.
America, motherfucker.
Really?
Sorry.
Yeah, just spit that jizz out.
All right. Now, we have a bunch of tweets here. We're going to try to get to them all. I'm hoping we don't bust through them. Hopefully, I'll say to you guys, let's expand on our answers. Let's make these some topics. Okay, I'm not going to have to explain this. Mop, feel free to go on the tangent whenever you want.
So don't blow our load quickly.
I know, Shane's fucked, isn't he?
Fucking A.
Shane's fucked every night.
He blows his load and blows everybody else's load.
Okay.
All right, let's start with question number one. And because I'm going to try to get these in random order. We have one from DRG. He asks, pretty much a question. You're on an island and can only grow one vegetable. What would it be? Oh, never mind. Cucumbers are vegetables.
Motherfucker. God damn it.
He would have to settle for a banana at that point, wouldn't he?
Really? Really?
Really.
Vegetable?
Really? Yeah, bananas are vegetable in my world.
Pretty much.
I'm going to have to say, I'd grow corn, because I like to eat corn on the cob.
I bet you do.
No gay jokes.
Because you like the way it feels when it goes in. I'd have to say either corn or carrots.
Oh, imagine that.
Hey, I'm not the one that takes big green things in my ass.
I don't.
Are they purple?
Like an eggplant.
You're fucking an eggplant?
No.
God damn, them things are a little bigger than cucumbers, sir.
Well, at least we make fun of you now. There's an emoji for it.
Oh, great.
Oh, that wouldn't be fitting.
If I grew a vegetable, what would it be? Probably have to go along the lines of corn, too. I grew up not really on a farm, but my grandfather had a farm, so I'm used to corn. All right, then I'll go on to the next one. Next one is from Devil Vamp. And it's, how much money would it take to get FTW to suck a dick?
Next question.
I'm guessing he will pay $2 to suck a dick.
Yeah, I figured it wouldn't cost anything because he just enjoys doing it so much.
I think you two are fucking jerk-offs.
Only when you're around.
Well, whenever me and you are around, he likes to go skiing.
Skiing? I don't like to ski.
I just figured we'd make the Eiffel Tower out of him.
No. You know how skiers ski with their little poles? You're in the middle and you got your little poles in your hand?
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay, moving on.
Or do you like to row the boat?
You two can fuck off.
I actually think he likes to dock myself.
I like the motorboat, and that's about it.
Your balls.
NT.
That was awesome that night. That sounds wrong. But anyways, we were playing Call of Duty. I was bitching about something. And I go, and somebody dips their balls and somebody else is to eat. And that's how that started.
That was the most nonsensical line ever.
Well, I had to fix that.
Well, there was that, and there was, it's not gravy.
It's not gravy.
It's not gravy.
Because it's not gravy.
Amazing.
You know what we haven't talked about for a while, since I'm not on Xbox anymore? Remember that time that I spilled tea all over my fucking laptop and headset?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were on a string of tearing your shit up there for a while.
Good God, yeah.
Then didn't you throw your headset one time?
Didn't I what?
You threw your headset one time, right?
I don't think I threw it.
No, I think you dropped your laptop at the same, like, within a week of that or a week before that or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember dropping my laptop. I just remember spilling the tea on it and having to take it to my friend to get it fixed.
Didn't you crack the screen or something on it somehow? Like, before the tea incident?
I just cracked the screen of mine about a month ago.
I didn't crack it. It was... I'd fucked something up. Oh, when what happened? I know I fucked up my keyboard. I punched it.
Where you go,
Shane?
Hey, Shane.
This is 2011.
Has it been that long?
Well, that's when I first got that laptop. I was updating my iPhone, and it did something dumb, and I got so pissed. I was tired, and I fucking punched my laptop.
That is totally a fucking Shane move.
I know. That is a shame. I've calmed down a lot since then. We all have Shane moments.
Smoking
like,
weed?
No, I can't smoke weed.
Yeah, fucker, neither can I.
I would say me more than you, but it's probably equal.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely you more than me, yes.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of regulated by the government not to.
I'm not regulated by the government, I'm regulated by my job.
Weed people.
They took our jobs.
They took our jobs.
But I just had a flashback to that time period. Because I also remember, wasn't my headset fucking up a lot at that time?
Yes. Yeah, and I swear you got mad and flung it, and you broke something on it.
Yeah, because you ended up taping the fucking thing together.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I think a week before that, I got mad, took Black Ops 2 out of my 360 and threw it against the wall and woke Leanne up.
I still remember that.
Oh, God. That happened. No, that was after that. It was,
That was fantastic.
I think I know what you're talking about. It wasn't while we were playing.
It was funny.
Yeah, yes, it was.
No. Not the Xbox part of me throwing my controller.
Oh.
It was. I was playing Assassin's Creed 1, and the controlling was so fucked up on that, and I was getting pissed. And,
Assassin's Creed.
I broke. This was after the T incident. I broke.
This is after the T incident.
After the T incident, I broke the tip to my head.
Blew the tip.
Blew the tip. broke the tip of the headset jack that went into my keypad that went into the controller, which actually after that, what was it? The actual plug got fucked up. So I had to buy a new cord, which that was cheap. That was cheap. I was like 10
bucks.
Yeah,
those aren't expensive, yeah.
But the jack inside of the keypad was forever fucked up. I could never use it again. I was so pissed because I love that thing. And I never ended up buying another one because I was like, fuck it. And then, what other crazy shit did we do? Stupid shit.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, but yeah, you waking up fucking Leanne. Oh, my God. You got,
that was fantastic.
Yeah. I got lectured about that one.
Oh my God.
I was raging and you guys just went dead quiet and I'm like, okay.
If we could have some of the conversations back from Call of Duty, oh my God.
I
would be committed.
I think we would all be, like, in trouble.
Some of the shit we'd say, and I fucking miss Black Ops 2.
I played it today when I went to, like everybody knows about my mom passing away, but I went to clean her apartment today, and my nephew was playing Black Ops 2 on his 360, and I go, give me your controller. And I played on the boat.
Fucking dick.
No, the boat.
Dick. Yeah, dude. I was owning motherfuckers, and I'm like, why didn't this happen when Bob and Heavy were on?
Well, probably also because, like, it's a different online.
Yeah.
Because you figure the most current one will have some of the more hardcore ones. Players, and then after that, like, the players kind of differ.
So, yeah, you get fucking cheaters.
Well, yeah, you get cheaters, you get poor kids who can't afford the latest and greatest, you get people who just like that game, they come back to it. Yeah, I know people, when World of War was out, they'd always play, like, Call of Duty 4. Or I know people who like the Modern Warfare series, and that's all they pretty much played. So if the next one came out and it wasn't the Modern Warfare, they're like, fuck it, I want to play one of the Modern Warfares. I'll play 3 3 would be over Black Ops 2, 2 over Black Ops 1.
All right.
Which I like Black Ops all in all over Advanced Warfare.
Well, I like Advanced Warfare. Yeah, I like Modern Warfare too.
Dude, Advanced Warfare is pretty fucking sweet though.
I actually traded it in today.
Oh, I'm sitting here playing it right now. Well, I guess looking at it is more like it, but
right.
Yeah, but shame.
I picked up Rise Son of Rome because I went to go get Lego Batman 3 and they were sold out.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you can't find that fucking anywhere up here unless Walmart. But I like to go to GameStop because I got that rewards point card.
Yeah, why don't you just get the digital version?
I might.
I'm not keen on, like, for those ones, because we were talking way before we started recording, about digital media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so, like, there's certain times when it's actually, you are better off going to a store and buying it.
Well, I'm going to get it at Walmart because it comes with a collectible Lego set of the Tumbler from the Dark Knight movies.
Nice.
So,
nice.
And I'm like, yeah, that'd be fun at work to put it together since fuck work. But, So.
Our government money, hard at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Next question.
No, we can keep on the digital thing. Mm-hmm. To me, buying digital cuts down on a whole fucking shelf of shit. So it's way less clutter.
Yeah, that's my thing now. It's like I'm trying to declutter everything. So it's like I'm trying to go as digital as possible.
I am along the lines of anybody who listened to on the Trending Topics Network fucking years ago, back when we were on Blog Talk, or this might even been before the Blog Talk age, from when we were all separate channels, the Fat Ninja Game Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a collector. I like to have the shelf of stuff. I want to be able to say, I like to have every episode of shows that I really like. I have every Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on DVD. I have, let's just say the complete series. I have the complete series of the Real Ghostbusters on DVD. I have the complete series of Scrubs, Dexter, what other ones do I have? Since my breakup's trying to remember which on the shelf of what I had and what she had. I think those are some of the, I know I had some other one. But I like that. I want to have the whole series of Doctor Who. Or, for example, like, actually, when I finished Dexter, I was so excited. But I can't have that joy if it's like I just have it digitally.
My thing is just, like, after I watch it, like, I'm stuck with these big-ass box sets. It's like, now what the fuck do I do with them?
If I like to get the box sets that can fit on a shelf. If not, I'll just buy season by season. Like, Scrubs and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I literally pretty much bought those one by one as they came out.
Right.
Dexter. Ooh, Family Guy. That's another one that I'm a little bit behind on, but I like trying to keep up on that one. But Dexter is like one of the only ones I want to buy the box set for, the special made box set. For anybody who watched Dexter, the DVD version comes in this box set that looks like his thing of blood slides.
That's cool.
And the DVDs look like when you pull them out, they look like blood slides. And the DVD itself is like the blood part, the blood circle. Oh my god, I want it so bad.
It's kind of like the Saw box set. Like every Saw movie you take out has a different Saw blade with a different body part on it.
Is that the final box set or is that a
each movie?
No, because they've sold different box sets for that.
Yeah, well, I got the complete one. All the movies in it. Each one has a different Saw blade with different body parts on it.
Really?
It's actually pretty cool.
Keep talking because I have to look this up.
I had to spit. So
shocker.
Well, I'm having a chew, man. Having fun talking some shit.
I'm having
a dip.
I'm having a dip in my mouth because it makes me sound really cool.
All right, there's something. Tweet me at FTW780. How many of you guys chew?
You'll be the only one.
Probably. No, I think there was a guy in GroupMe. I can't remember his name because I don't do GroupMe anymore, but he chewed too, and he chewed Copenhagen. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I tried some Copenhagen Wintergreen, and I'm like, no, that shit ain't for me.
Was it too much?
It's just, like, very strong, like, compared to Skoll. Skoll's more mild for me.
Is your mouth too sensitive for that?
No, it's like the taste is too intense.
Oh, you just can't handle you just can't handle it. Just say it.
I think
it
pretty much. I'm,
okay.
You're now vagina. I switched over. I'm just a straight up Skoll long cut chair guy. So
vagina?
Nope.
You have a vagina for a mouth?
No, dude.
I don't know.
Then you'd be like, oh, can I fuck your mouth? I'd be like, no.
No, you just like taking a lot of dick in it.
God damn it! Why is everything turned either to cucumbers or something going in my mouth?
Because
oh my
it's
god,
you?
You can get the set really cheap right now.
Yeah, you can.
Like, do you have the final trap edition?
I don't even know what's that having. I think one of my friends has it, so.
Oh my god, I want to get the Final Trap edition. This looks so amazing.
I wish they would have done that reverse bear trap in the first Saw when Amanda was in that. That would be the best.
Dude.
Make that a box that we're in spring open.
Dude, that's what it fucking is.
Oh my god, I might have to buy it.
It's
again.
It's pretty much like this big, thick, normal, like, box set part. And then connected to it is the reverse bear trap.
Oh my fucking god. Yeah, I'm buying that. The Saw are, like, some of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Oh, yeah. I don't consider it horror.
It's under that torture porn category, but I don't...
It's gore, but it's not...
Oh, yeah.
Horror.
I mean, I can watch that, and then I throw in Hostel 1, and at the end of that movie, I'm fucking puking on myself because of the fucking spoiler, the eyeball incident. Just fucking nasty.
She nasty?
Nasty.
She nasty.
I gotta wonder if this is actually officially licensed. This doesn't look like it's licensed in my view.
Yes, when you put your hand in it, the fucking bear trap goes off and cut your hand off.
I don't know. It just like that would be fucking awesome. It looks licensed, but it doesn't. It doesn't have like the right Saw logo on it, but it comes with this box. Then again, the price tag on it's kind of steep. It's only $350.
Oh yeah, that might that's steep.
That's cheap. I thought you said they were cheap.
Yeah.
No. You can get, like, Walmart versions of, like, all seven movies in, like, where it's, like, it's all on one DVD, and that one is only, like, $10.
I had a Saw t-shirt, but I can't remember what the hell happened. I think once I got divorced, it came up missing for some reason. Why the hell would you want to keep a Saw t-shirt, but whatever.
What was on it?
With Amanda with the worst bear trap on it, and it said Saw underneath it. On the back, it said live or die, make your choice. I got in trouble for wearing it to work.
Really?
Yep. And they don't condone violence.
Neither do you. You're saying make your choice.
Yeah. Like, I have a shirt from a band called Emir, and it has Kurt Angle on the front. He was on the cover of that album, and it's got his face, and on his mouthpiece it says violence. And I can't wear that to work either because it says violence on it.
Bunch of vaginas.
Don't buy the Killstein Kill shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's move on to another question because I'm done looking up stuff and we have a...
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Your Saw talk is boring me.
Your Saw talk is boring me. Sounds like a lot of work. I just don't care.
Hey, do you want me to spoil the end of season 8 of Doctor Who? Shut up.
I hate Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon.
Do you not know who... Are you... How old are you?
I'm trying to think who Josh Gordon is.
Really?
Yeah.
Shane,
you're on a blank.
You know who he is, right?
Sounds familiar.
Really? Josh Gordon.
I know. Oh, the fucking idiot fucking retard from the Browns.
Which one?
Oh, yeah.
The receiver. The one that'll have himself kicked out of the league before the end of next year.
It's funny, when I listened to episode 2, I swear you just like repeated like the same shit, like you don't like him. That's like what I was going like earlier.
I don't like him.
Before we started, like you just don't change your mind on stuff. Where you're like, that's a bitter old man.
Yes, it's because I'm bitter and old, not because he's a piece of shit.
Save it for the easy picks, fellers.
Why?
Well, we're not making Cataman at all, are we?
No.
Cataman won't listen to this.
No, he listens to this.
I don't think he will.
Dude, he sent in topics, you dumbass.
I didn't mean he's listening.
A lot of them. Yeah, he is. He's going to listen. If I send in a topic to a show, I'm listening to it.
ERG sent in, like, the most.
Yes, he did. Because DRG likes this. Nobody else does.
We'll start with one of the first ones that DRG sent. What was your most coveted toy of your childhood?
I had the original Bigfoot monster truck that thoroughly enjoyed. My Legos were like my prized possession. Batman action figures with the Batmobile. Like pretty much any toy I got, I treasured.
let me answer for Mop Dirt.
No. Actually, it was the original.
And we
liked it. There was two of them. There was two of them. The Millennium Falcon and the big AT-AT Walker that carried all the shit.
Yeah, I had like all the Masters of the Universe toys, like He-Man, Skeletor.
Oh,
I still have them.
I've had an Angelina Love figure too.
Skeletor.
I've also got I had a bunch of G.I. Joe shit too.
Yeah, I still have all my baseball cards from when I was a kid.
I had a lot of Ghostbuster shit. I had the house, I had the Ecto-1,
mm-hmm.
a decent amount of figures, and then I also had some of the play stuff where it's the Proton Pack, the Trap. I had some other random like toy stuff like that. I don't remember exactly what weapons they were. And then I had a lot of Ninja Turtle stuff. Those were my top two. But when I think of one thing that I loved as a kid, and it explains so much now, but it was the Talkboy tape recorder.
I don't remember that one.
Did you? Well, you were like in your mid 20s when Home Alone 2 came out, so.
Okay.
Thing is, I'm not too far away. You're probably me
seeing.
Home Alone 2?
When did you come out? 92?
No. That one might have came out in 2. Second one had to come out like 4.
Yeah,
so Mop had to be 19.
19, yeah.
Yeah, I was 14.
Yeah, because I just listened to when I listened to the last episode. We talked about League of Their Own. I came out in 92, and you were like, what was it? I was 6. You
were
like
12,
and you were like, I was 17.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Was that League of Our Own, or that was something else, wasn't it?
We talked about that like a month ago. But
no, we talked about that on Anything Goes last episode. But no, the Talkboy tape recorder came out because of Home Alone 2, and there was a whole line of like Talkboy stuff that came out every year, and I had to have them. But the main one was the actual Talkboy tape recorder. And between that and, like, this tape recorder I had before then, like, all I did was, like, record myself talking all the time.
I had one of them, too, and I did that a lot, too.
So doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah.
It was a tape recorder, I mean, normal, but I would tape, like, concerts and stuff off of TV. I remember doing a Minute Work concert off, I think it was HBO or something. Oh
my God. This was a bootlegger back in the day.
Hell yeah, was it?
I recorded wrestling theme music off the TV. That's one thing that would
do. Better, right?
I record me talking. There was kind of like an evolution. The first thing I had was a normal tape recorder, like bigger one with a microphone that I carried around. Like it was small enough to carry around. And then when the Talkboy tape recorder came out, because it was so small and everything, I'm like, oh, that's perfect. I think I went through two of them motherfuckers at some point. Loved that, and then a couple of years later down the road, I end up getting a micro tape recorder.
Yes.
With the little teeny tiny tapes and stuff? Yeah.
And I would record wrestling theme music off my computer. I think it all boiled down to Talkboy. When I think of like some of my childhood, depending on like what era, that's one thing that comes up is the Talkboy.
Of course, you know, we're all wrestling fans, so wrestling action figures.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I had a lot. Like, I remember I had a couple as a kid. Like, I think what was that? I got, like, Undertaker, Bret, a couple others. And then a friend of my family, the son was way too old and had, like, some chilling away. So like I inherited his whole collection, and he had the ring with the belt and the American flag that went in. Let me see if I can remember some of the actual figures he had. But I ended up getting, like, it was like Jimmy Snuka, Ultimate Warrior. I think he had Macho Man. I remember I bought Hulk Hogan before all that. And this was during the, what era is that?
Attitude Era.
No, not the Jack Pacific era.
I'm trying to remember the name.
I want to say it's that's the Hasbro era.
Yes, because I had those two.
I had, let me see, Ultimate Warrior, Brutus. I can't remember if I actually see the figure, like all the figures, I could point out which ones I had, but my favorite was always the Ultimate Warrior one, because the motherfucker was, his figure was jacked. Oh my god.
Because he was jacked.
Oh yeah.
I had the ones before that, they were bendable, you could like move them around.
LJN.
And then I had the, yes, and I had the giant rubber ones.
Oh, those LJN ones.
Yeah, and then I remember I was like really, really young, and I got King Kong Bundy for Christmas, and I went to pick it up to like take a picture, picked it over my head, and I was so small that that son of a bitch must weigh 10 pounds, and it fell on my fucking head.
Good God.
Yeah, I was a little scrawny son of a bitch.
Oh, the other thing that I liked was during that Hasbro era, the WWF championship belt that you could buy.
I had that.
The one that, like, the faceplate was just a sticker.
Yep.
Oh, I loved that one. And then I also had an Intercontinental belt that I got at a live event, which was the WrestleMania 10 Revenge Tour.
Yeah, I had the Intercontinental and the heavyweight title because, I mean, like, I grew up in Atlanta, so, like, NWA and WCW shows were around, like, every Saturday night, and that's what I did every Saturday night with my dad, and I was constantly getting belts, and I had Lucha Libre masks, and when they were just, like, blue with, like, gold circles for the eyes and mouth, I had, like, 50 of those. I mean, yeah, I miss those days. Because you could buy them for $5, now you buy a Rey Mysterio mask, it's $50. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So you can buy ones. You can buy ones that are cheap, though, but...
Yeah.
The only wrestling toys I really remember, other than action figures, and I couldn't tell you what kind they were, was like a plush pillow Hulk Hogan thing. I think we had Hogan and Savage.
The Wrestling Buddies?
Yeah.
Was that what they were called? They would just look like a pillow.
I had Savage and Warrior.
I had Savage.
It may have been Hogan and Warrior. I don't remember.
Were they like... I'm trying to picture this. How I can describe the stance of them.
They look like
they were hulking up. They're kind of like... Hose in a little bit.
Yeah, with their arms pointed down.
Yep.
Not straight down, but like at an arch.
Curve. Yeah, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I'm trying to. It's fuzzy, but I remember it.
Are you got a computer in front of you while we're talking? Type in Wrestling Buddy.
I'm outside.
I remember you smoking. Remember? Did you ever have one of those My Buddies?
No, I did not have
the ones that would talk to you.
No, it was just like a 3 foot tall, like stuffed. It looked like a real boy, and I had one. But then that freaking Child's Play movie came out, and I'm like, I don't want this anymore. So I thought
my buddy,
yeah, that's that motherfucker.
My buddy and me.
Yep. Sad thing is, and this went in the closet as soon as I saw that freaking preview for Child's Play.
Sad thing is, every time I hear that song now, I think of because when I listen to rap, the 50 Cent's group G Unit had a song called My Buddy, and it was basically about a gun. But it's the same kind of like tune.
Shocker.
What other toys?
I had a guitar. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
No.
I was still a kid, I guess, at, you know, 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, because I actually, like my bike, you know, I was an outdoor kid, so my bike, you know, my baseball bat, my glove, my basketball,
oh God, yes.
I was more of a sports kid than being indoors, but I took my wrestling figures and my Ninja Turtles and Batman, and I'd fucking play outside with them. I was never in my house.
Dude, we would have, like, 30-on-30 games of touch football out in front of my house in the street.
I remember being 15, and we'd get my whole town that I used to live in together, like all the guys and girls that were in class, and we'd play that capture the flag shit, but it'd be from one end of the town, to the other, and there'd be two teams of like 70 people, and we would just, we'd play all hours of the morning and shit, like our parents were outside yelling for us, because cell phones weren't a thing then, but we'd always, you know, we weren't causing trouble and ruckus and all that shit, we were just playing games and shit.
Yeah, the other big games were like Ultimate Frisbee.
Yep.
I loved Ultimate Frisbee.
I'm just playing football, you know, tackle football. And first, back then, you know, kids, when they tackled you, they tried to rip your fucking guts out. Not like today where everything's, you know, pussyfied, but it's just so different compared to, I'm starting to get old, and I can tell.
Back in my day.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now.
I've played football with friends, actually friends' dads, and I've damn near broken their ribs.
Yeah.
My friend's dad.
A little overzealous, are we?
No, no. What happened was that someone was trying to tackle me, and I sat on him. Fat ass, pretty much. Other toys that I had, I'm thinking like Teddy Ruxpin.
Yep.
Yeah, because you were fucking smoking cigarettes when Teddy Ruxpin came out.
You'd have been 17 with a teddy bear, so you would have been a little weird.
Teddy Ruxpin. I had the ALF version, too. Pretty much put a tape in the back of ALF.
Remember that My Pet Monster? It had, like, orange handcuffs, and it could break it, and you could draw on it.
I remember, but I can't remember exactly much about it. What other toys? I used to love Captain Planet, too.
I used to watch a cartoon, and I had the Captain Planet action figure, but that's, just, you know... I like Thundercats, too, though.
I didn't have Thundercats.
Thundercats!
Oh.
I did not get into Thundercats. I didn't get into G.I. Joe.
Oh, I love G.I. Joe. Transformers.
Didn't get into Transformers.
Those old metal ones that if you moved around, you'd, you know, split your finger in half.
Oh, yes. The old Transformers were freaking awesome.
Yeah.
They actually turned into things.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a lot of Power Ranger shit, too. A lot.
Yeah, I never got into that.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Mott, because the age I was, you'd have been fucking...
In college.
in your 20s. Like, that was, like, probably, like, the end of a lot of my toy era for certain things, because, I had everything... Well, I had a lot of stuff up to the first movie. And then, in between when the movie came out in theaters and when it hit home video... I stopped liking them.
Right.
Because I think my parents, we were kind of, like, poor, and it was like, I wanted to go to the movies, and they basically didn't, or we couldn't afford it. It was kind of like, oh, you know, I'll get it for you for Christmas. And by the time it came out around Christmas, I didn't fucking want it.
Were you realized how gay it was?
Why didn't even gotta be gay?
We watch wrestling. We have no right to say how anything gay looks.
Dude, come on now. Now go back and watch some of that Power Rangers. Dude, it's pretty, pretty homosexual.
Dude, Power Rangers fucking... Power Rangers, like, a lot of the action sequences of the early on shit was a Japanese TV show.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Fuck you. The Green Ranger is the shit. I still like him.
Is he the one that's wanting to fight CM Punk?
Yeah, Jason David Frank.
Yep.
He was, like, the coolest character of that show. But I had a handful of the actual figures, and those figures were actually also, the taller figures, not, like, as small as Turtles and Ghostbusters, all that, or wrestling figures. Like, they were the bigger figures, I have every single Zord. Like, I had enough to create the Ultra, Megazord or something, where it's the normal Megazord, the Dragonzord on top, and the Titanus, Brontosaurus. I had all the weapons, even the Dragon Dagger, when it was the Green Ranger, and when it was the White Ranger, it was Sappa. And then I had all the second wave of Zords, too, and then, after that, I just... That's when I got out of it. I still wish I had some of that shit, though. I think especially, like, some of it in boxes, too. Have you ever, like, thought of, like, toys you had and went on eBay and see how much it's going for in the box and out of the box and then kick yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yes. Some of the old baseball cards and shit I've had? God damn. The things that we did with those baseball cards that are now worth thousands of dollars...
Put them in the spokes of your bikes to make it sound like a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Or just taking it and used it for dart practice.
I collected baseball cards, but there's not many I could tell you that I've had.
I still have... I have a shitload, and I have some football cards. Like, I have Marshall Faulk's rookie cards still. I have a lot of Shaquille O'Neal rookies. I have Sean Kemp's rookies from basketball. I have a lot of shit. I still have all my baseball cards, which I'd like to take somewhere, but there's not any baseball card shops around anymore.
Yeah, I think there's like one left around me, and that's it.
There might be a handful around me, but it's just... cards in general went downhill. I think...
It just got... they're too fancy now. They're fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
Right, moving on.
Another one from DRG. If you could only own one old-school gaming system, what would it be? For me, this is simple, and I've always believed... Well, this is my favorite, and anybody who has your favorite, it's really what decade you grew up in. For me, Super Nintendo.
No, I'm with you. I don't think it matters. Super Nintendo was the shit.
I was a Sega Genesis guy.
I knew you were going to fucking say Sega.
Sega was good, but mostly because it had Mortal Kombat.
It had blast processing.
It was.
Well, I didn't even really pay attention to that shit. I liked it better than... I had Super Nintendo also, but, you know, they had Joe Montana, Sports Talk Football, and all that shit. I loved Sega Genesis.
I think Sega was only good for a handful of stuff, but for me, I mean, there were so many games on there that I could go back and replay. One of them is actually one of my favorite games of all time, and that's Link to the Past. I fucking love that game. I've beaten it on Xbox, Game Boy Advance, and Wii. Like, the exact same game. I love that fucking game.
Which Mario was it? I think it was 3, when you could start doing, like, being the raccoon or...
Yeah, that's Super Mario Bros. 3 for Nintendo.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Super Mario Bros. 2, I don't know who created that, but they were on acid, because that game was fucking weird.
Although, if you go back and play it now, it's pretty cool.
Well...
Yeah, I get the All-Star out for the kids' Wii, and I play it.
You know the story of 2, right?
No.
They were tripping on shrooms?
Well, no, if you played Lost Levels, Lost Levels is the original Super Mario Bros. 2. That's what was intended to be. It was released in Japan first, and for some reason they didn't think, because it's harder, they didn't think it would translate well in America, so they took a game in from Japan, I think it was called Doki Doki something?
Sure.
All right.
But anyway, that game, they put Mario characters in it, and then, like, kept in a lot of the bad guys, like Shy Guys and all that, in it, and that's what became Super Mario Brothers 2. Look it up. You can get the story on that. I've heard it from many different places, but yeah, Doki Doki something is the original name of the game, and it was basically Nintendo just not thinking Americans can hang with the original. With their original.
Stupid.
Could you imagine if the second game was much harder than the first?
I don't know if I've ever actually beat the first.
Oh, I've beat it a million times.
I don't think I've ever beat it either, but it's...
But that's my ADD that kicks in, and I just like, meh, I'm done.
Meh. But I've never gotten that far in Lost Levels either. And I had All-Stars. What other good games that we had that I have for Super?
Did Mario Kart come out on Super originally?
Yes, that was the very
first. Love Mario Kart.
Yeah, I play that with the kids on the Wii still.
What's crazy about that game? It didn't catch on until 64.
Dude, I remember playing. I don't remember having a 64. So
no. Like, it came out for Super Nintendo. That was the original one. That's the one I had. But, like, the game, for what I knew, it didn't really catch on to other people, to a lot of other people, until Nintendo 64.
Right.
Another game.
Because everybody else is slow.
Another game franchise that I loved was Donkey Kong Country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I didn't play very much of that one.
The first one was really good. The second one, I thought, was just as good, maybe a little, not as, but I mean close. But the third one was meh.
Yeah.
Another one of my absolute favorites growing up was NBA Jam.
Yes.
I fucking loved that game.
Did we talk about this on Easy Picks? Did you guys download that Mobile Madden yet?
No.
Yeah, you talked about it. No, I haven't downloaded it.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. And then we can play each other.
I'm too busy playing Heyday.
I'm too busy playing nothing on my phone.
Too busy still playing Candy Crush.
No, I know.
I've still got that, too.
God damn it.
Remember when you guys were obsessed with that?
I don't think Shane has been.
Nope.
Well, Shane, you weren't?
Mm-mm.
I thought you were.
Nope.
Here's one.
He's too cool for it.
Here's one. It's not a question, but it's a question that I have for you guys. Well, it's not a question from Twitter. Question I have for you guys, and sorry, listeners, you don't have as much background knowledge on this, because I do. Do you fuckers still watch Duck Dynasty?
No. No, pretty much got out of it. The shtick got old. It's pretty much the same shtick all the time.
If I'm bored and there's nothing on TV and I need to laugh about dumbass shit, I'll watch it still, but not as hardcore as I used to.
I went forever without having to watch an episode. I've seen clips, because sometimes you can't really get rid of clips. Then I went over to my friend's house for Christmas. It's one of my best friend's house. I would go over there every holiday because I'm like adopted part of the family.
Right.
What do they put on TV?
Duck Dynasty.
Fucking Duck Goddamn Dynasty.
Why are you trying to run away from your heritage?
I am going to Louisiana tomorrow.
No, I can only take so much of it. Yeah.
Right. It was kind of like Jackass. At first that was cool, but after a while it's like, okay, they're going to run their nuts into another pole. Big deal.
I never got into Jackass.
Neither did I.
I love it.
Here's the thing I've always said about Jackass. The stupid, I'm going to hit my dick as hard as I can. I'm going to hit your dick as hard as I can. That stuff is so dumb. Or the, I'm going to do a trick or stunt, and you know I'm going to fail miserably, and we're going to laugh at it. I always thought that shit was dumb. But the practical jokes part of it, like, oh. I remember a lot about the first episode because I sat down and watched it. Like, in the first episode when Johnny Knoxville walks around with a strap on.
Yes.
And he, like he goes to a, like...
a gym.
Yeah, goes to the gym, walks around, does all this stuff. That shit is funny. Because you're catching live reactions, no one's getting hurt. But, like, I've also seen episodes like, oh, we're going to throw bowling balls at each other's nuts. Oh, like, that's fucking, fucking dumb.
And some of the stuff I had already done. Like, we would fucking get into, like, grocery carts and run them at each other. And,
yeah, I did.
Remember lawn darts?
No, that was before my time, too.
Oh. We would actually throw them at each other.
That sounded before your time. I remember
what lawn darts. Fuck?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't allowed to play with them because my mom must have thought I was going to stab my sister with one, which probably would have happened.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Probably. But, yeah, we did a lot of that stuff already.
Wait, no. Sounds nothing like you. You would never do anything like that.
No. You don't have any anger issues whatsoever.
You haven't thrown your Call of Duty game out in the middle of the night and woken up your fiancé?
Dude, I swear to God, he didn't just throw the fucking Call of Duty game. He threw the Xbox, too.
Happy.
Yeah.
All right. try to go random, because DRG sent a fucking lot. It's like, DRG is the ant of anything else, at least this episode, to where it's at least 50%, if not more, DRG, kind of like how Ant is on NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah, but we still appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Oh, we appreciate it, but it's just like... going through everybody's tweets. Like, literally, let me see. DRG starts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He gets 6 in, and then Kata gets 1 in. And DRG gets in 1. Wait a minute, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Kata gets in another 1. Jesus Christ. Like, what, 13 to 2 there? I'll go with Kata's first one. What are some movies that you would like to see a remake? They've already taken one of mine, and I've still yet to watch it. And that's
Turtles?
No, that's in Turtles.
Oh, yeah,
come on. It was okay.
It was...
It's meant for the audience that it's meant for. It's not meant to entertain you.
Well, what do you think sucked about it?
They're 12 foot tall. To me, it's like...
They're mutants! Got hit with mutagen! A 5 foot tall turtle doesn't make sense because a turtle is fucking small. Get over
it. It would make sense. No, if they're 5 foot tall, I'd be okay with it because she'll be taller than them.
Does a tall rat make sense?
No.
Does a talking turtle make sense? Fuck that third thing. They're 12 feet tall. They're talking.
Yeah.
No. Okay. What else do you got? Did you see it?
Yeah, I own it.
Okay.
God, they've remade so many fucking movies.
If I'm going to pick a movie off the top of my head that I wish they'd remake just because of my childhood, I'd like to see a Goonies remake.
Yeah, that would be fun. Cujo is what I would love. Cujo.
Absolutely.
With way more gore and whatnot.
When I first seen the movie, I wanted them to remake it instantly because I saw it so late. And that was RoboCop, and I've yet to see the remake now.
It's actually, I give it a pass. They did a good job. They didn't do a direct copy. I mean, they put their own twist on it, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's the key to making something like that, because I've always used the example of, I've talked about it a million times, Scarface, which is a remake.
Right.
If you watch the original, and you watch the new one, obviously it can't be a shot-by-shot remake, because one takes place in the 20s, and the other one takes place in the 80s. And the things that are about, the Prohibition and a Cuban coming from Cuba, are obviously two different stories, but there are certain aspects of those stories that are like the backbone. Like when Tony kills his best friend for fucking his sister, in so many words, but actually marrying his sister, it's very similar to what happened in the original when, I think his name was Tony too, he shot his best friend for having a relationship with his sister. and it's the rising up of someone who came from nothing, all the way up to money and power and all that, and eventually leading to his downfall. Remakes do really good when you do stuff like that. I wanted to see RoboCop because I think I saw it 2011, I want to say. 2012 right. At some point. I'd watch the first one, and just watching, I'm like, because when you watch something like back from the 80s around this time, you're kind of like picking it apart, a lot of the special effects, and you're going, man, this movie may have been like so much better if they did it today, because they would have done this, but watching that was one example of like, oh my god, this movie right. looks so much better now. I'm trying to think, is there any other movies I'd like to see a remake for? I don't want to see one of Ghostbusters.
Well,
no.
Wait. Do you want to see a remake, or do you want to see, or you don't want to see what they're going to do with this remake?
I don't want to see an all-female.
There you go.
I'm not even big on the remake, period.
I wouldn't mind a remake, or a new, not a remake, but a new story.
Like
but
a reboot?
All-female? Really?
I wouldn't mind seeing a spin-off sequel.
Yeah,
where it's not necessarily a sequel, but it's not necessarily a full, like, where they're spinning off from it.
Right.
Because the story that I've known about the Ghostbusters is there's always been talks of where the Ghostbusters, you get too old, they want to retire, and they want to pass along the business or everything to some younger recruits. But Ghostbusters, we'll never, ever see Ghostbusters 3. Rest in peace, Harold Ramis, and fuck you, Bill Murray.
Fucking A.
Bill Murray's such a nice guy.
Fuck him. As a real Ghostbusters fan, I always say, fuck him.
But he's such a nice cucumber. Guy.
I like Dan Aykroyd. I love Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, he's. I like him.
All right. Here's one from DRG that I saw that I really liked. What fads did you actually really like? Now, it's one great thing about fads is a very broad term.
Yeah.
Like, you guys could say that because you guys liked Duck Dynasty. That was a fad.
Right.
But it's whatever you would consider a fad. For me, growing up, I had Beanie Babies, and I had Gigapets. It's two that I remember. And we can throw out wrestling because we all like wrestling.
Yeah.
At this point, it's not a fad, too.
No. It was a fad. For like, I remember when like it was fucking huge.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Man, I can't think because there were so many just lame-ass fucking fads that lasted about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, and like, a lot of it I still. Like, rap music was a fad, you know, back in the 90s, but it's kind of not really a fad anymore.
No, it's lame as fuck.
I had a pair of JNCO jeans.
I had guest jeans. And an IOU shirt.
Mm-hmm. And bum. I had bum.
I didn't have bum. Eastland shoes.
Yep, Jordans.
God, what was the name? I can't even remember what it was called, but you would wear it, and it would change colors as you got warm.
Vivid.
There you go.
Like, yeah, something like that. Another fad that I liked that was, Jesus Christ, I still look for it. Now, of course, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, fuck. I can't remember now, but...
Yeah, I can't think.
Yeah, I mean, there were stupid ones like those fucking slap wrist bracelets. Fucking, you know what I mean? Goddamn,
we did some stupid shit. But I don't know if you'd call it a fad, like a sissy test where you take the eraser, your pencil in the back of your hand, and just you know, yeah. We did shit like that.
That wasn't a fad. That was just being stupid.
Yeah, and then we went to football practice and sweated in it and hurt like hell.
Mm. Yep.
That was smart. I'm telling you, we were some smart motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can tell. Yeah, the only two that I can think of are Beanie Babies and Ginkgo Pets.
Matter of fact, I still have some Beanie Babies.
Mine was Micro
Machines. Sports ones? Oh, I do remember those.
I fucking loved them. That was a big fad of mine. And, I think that was, like, my major one. Like, I get online and look for them still on eBay, and no thank you, am I paying that right now, but...
Yeah. Back to that kicking ourselves in the ass for not keeping the things.
Yeah. I would probably still race those fuckers around the house. I don't care.
Oh, man. Some of the...
Comic books. I mean, that's a fad I'm still into.
I didn't really get into that as a kid. I've gotten more into that as an adult.
I'm waiting for this website to load. It's like popular 102 popular trends and fads from the 90s. At least two of us were teenagers in the 90s.
Yep.
I was a teenager too.
Well, not teen. I wasn't a teenager.
15, 16, 17, 18.
Oh, or I should say we were younger. toys, Pogs.
I don't remember them.
Do you remember Pogs?
Dude, I did a lot of drugs, okay?
Pogs are like early 90s, too. You know?
Well, late 90s is when I discovered this wonderful magic thing called marijuana.
Oh, you know what? I played the
that
fuck
was a
out
fad.
Of... Oh, I love marijuana. That was not a fad. I played the fuck out of Magic the Gathering.
I played it. I didn't play a lot of it.
Oh, I did. I've got a whole shoebox full still of cards.
But I'll always say I was on the age bubble for Pokemon.
Yeah, see, I was before the Pokemon.
Well, here's the thing. Like, around my age, like, kids a few years younger loved it, and the kids a few years older, it was just too old for them. So it's like I was on the bubble. I played a little bit of the game. I didn't own it. I'm like, it's okay, whatever. But the moment I seen that they had the card game, me and my friend were completely against it. We both played Magic. We weren't like the ones that spend $100 of a deck because we were so young and poor. So we seen that, and we were like, fuck Pokemon! Fuck that shit!
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to other popular trends.
Yeah, I think I might be looking at the same list.
Is it from Cleveland's new 102?
Yep.
Furby.
Oh, Bop It.
Oh, I remember Bop It.
Bop It's still around.
Yeah, it is.
You have the Gigapets, the Tamagotchis, Koosh Balls, Super Soakers.
Oh, we still, yeah.
Oh, number 22, Talk Boy, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
Talk
I see Boy. No, I never had one. But the Super Soakers, we used to drive around and, like, four of us in a car, and we'd squirt people as we drove by them.
Shooting. Yes. Gun. I did that and got arrested.
Oh, we didn't get arrested. We had some old man that got pissed and chased us down and tried to drag us out of the back seat of the car. It was fucking great.
Oh, my God.
Me and my dumbassery and my just, I don't give a fuck about people sometimes. We stopped at a red light. We were driving up to Rochester, and I had a Super Soaker that we found at fucking Family Dollar or some shit. So I'm like, fuck yeah, $5 for a Super Soaker 50 or whatever. Oh, yeah. So I filled it up. This old man pulled up beside us and got him right in the fucking face. He gets out of his car, fucking hits my window, fucking glass shatters all over me. So I get out of the car. Me and this old man are throwing. We're throwing down. So he got arrested for assault. So that was
wow.
Yeah.
Overalls. Do you remember overalls? You always had to have the one snap, the one unsnap.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Huh?
Oh, I said, you're going more on the list on fashion.
Uh-huh. Just kind of scrolling through some of the shit that we did.
Yeah. One pant leg rolled up.
Yeah, that was a gangster thing.
Yeah, that was a gangster thing. Obviously, wide leg JNCO jeans.
Yep.
Big
starter jackets.
I remember big dog shirts.
Yep, and the co-ed naked shirts.
Bucket hats. I had one bucket hat, and it was a wrestling related. It was, I think it was Stone Cold.
Doc Martens.
Yes.
I definitely had a pair of those.
Oh, Reebok pumps.
Never had a pair of pumps. I knew what they were, never had them.
Neither did I.
I had the first pair of Shaquille O'Neal's head pumps, and I had those.
Nice.
And then the black high-tech boots. Remember those?
No.
They were just jet black high-tech boots. They were badass.
Oh, I had a pair of Doc Martens that looked like that. They were, like, lace almost halfway up the calf.
Yep.
And then we'd go to fucking, like, metal concerts and kick at people.
Chain bullets.
Yes.
All technology, here we go.
Oh, are you in the technology part already?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling down through.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this one in the activities? Which they only have like three things in activities.
Hacky sack.
Yeah, one of them is hacky sack.
Oh my
actually.
God, I fucking love
of hacky the three sack. Things you got hacks, but the, one of the other ones was rollerblades too. And that's
yep, I had those.
But the last one, oh my God, skip it.
That's still around too.
Really? Oh yeah,
yes.
I think I've seen that.
But yeah, I mean, my brother rollerbladed. I never got into it. It would have been I'd have been a little too old for it, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, I did the rollerblading shit.
Oh my God, I remember these. This is in the random 90s stuff, but. McDonald's Halloween pails.
Oh, God, yeah. The little plastic.
Your Happy Meal came in with them. They always had three every year. It was the pumpkin.
The ghosts and the pumpkin.
No, not Frankenstein. It was a. I always thought it was a witch.
Yes, it was a witch, a pumpkin, and a ghost.
Yep, the ghost was always my favorite.
Yep.
I loved anything that glowed in the dark when I was a kid. That was awesome.
I have a Ghostbuster shirt that glows in the dark.
Me too.
Oh, nice.
Pagers.
Pagers were the shit.
Did not have one of them.
You naturally. Didn't have a pager?
No, dude. My mom said those were for drug dealers.
Okay.
Only knew.
She kind of had a point.
Well, Yeah, she didn't know what I was doing, so.
Yeah, you know.
Sega Game Gear.
Eh.
Yep.
Speaking of Game Gear, what was the one from Nintendo, the glove? That thing was fucking terrible. That was awful.
What's the line from those movies?
I don't know, dude. That thing was awful. I had that and then the track and field with the pad, the power pad.
Yeah.
Where you had to actually run on the fucking thing to make it work.
Yeah, and then I'm like, fuck this, I'm going outside and run.
Yeah. No, what we started to do was we took the Nintendo controller and took like a battery and then just went back and forth between the two buttons so we had our own little turbo.
Here we go. Food and candy.
Yep.
We might have to go through some of these one by one.
Bubble tape.
Yep.
Yep.
I squeeze it.
No.
Yep.
I never did squeeze it.
Bubble Beaver?
Nope.
Yes.
Bubble Jug?
Nope.
No.
Ouch, Bubble Gum?
Yes.
I don't know what that even is.
Band-Aids that look like bubble gum.
Oh, I remember seeing
them. Gum that looks like Band-Aids.
Warheads.
Yes. I still eat them.
Maybe it wasn't a 90s thing. What was the Big League Chew?
Yes.
Yeah, my daughter had some. Yeah.
Oh, my course, God. I fucking love that shit.
Of course, that's when it was bigger, but because this is around, too. Fruit Shred Gum's around. Ring Pop's still around.
Yep.
Pop Rock's still around.
Yep.
Dunkaroos still around in not every place. Like in Crispy M&M's, which are back. Actually, I had some recently. Oh, yeah. What, like, they used to be in a blue package, but since the blue package is now pretzel M&M's, it's now a bright green.
Yep.
Nice.
You can find them there. And also, I just found out, too, I've already had like five or six bags. But, you know, no, not Crispy M&M's, but we've mentioned, or we might have talked about it, like, within us, Butterfinger Cups.
Oh, my God, yes, I just had some of them today.
I still have not had those.
What?
Yeah, I haven't found them.
Get off the call now. Go to your local gas station and fucking grab one.
I'm telling you, dude, they didn't have them. Last time I looked for them, they didn't have them.
But they now have mini Butterfinger Cups.
I saw Reese.
Oh my God, they're like the Reese Minis, but Butterfinger Cups. Oh my God, I've had like six little bags.
You know what candy I miss? I think it was like 1991 when it was out. They were called PB Max. They're fucking amazing.
I had the I saw that Reese's is coming out with a crispy one, vanilla wafer with peanut butter and covered in fucking chocolate. Mm. Oh, this sounds so good.
Also, finishing up more on the list, Butterfinger BBs.
Yep.
No.
Yep, I had those.
Doritos 3Ds.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember them either.
Planters cheese balls.
Yes.
Yes.
In the round fucking package with the plastic top.
Tub.
Yeah.
The best.
Cheetos paws.
I don't remember those.
You could bite off three of them that look like a metal finger.
Only you.
Yep.
Sprinkles. It was a cereal. I remember it, but I don't remember much about it.
There's a commercial right here you could watch.
Well, yeah, but I'm not watching it.
No.
Dan and Sprinkle. What the fuck? I don't remember what that is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Sprinklings? Crystal Pepsi, I was too young for. That was early 90s.
If I remember, that wasn't very good.
Yeah, and come to find out there was a chemical in it that caused people to go insane. And I drank like liters of that all the time, so I wonder what happened.
Vanilla Coke?
That's still around.
It is?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. They had so many variations. Like, I remember they had cherry vanilla Coke for a while.
Yep, and then they had, like, lime Pepsi.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had lime Pepsi and then Coke with lime. It was, like, same shit.
Yeah,
Surge.
I do remember Surge. Did they bring it back? Didn't they, like, take it off the shelves because it was so much fucking sugar in it?
But fucking look at what we have now. We have all these energy drinks.
That's true. It was the original energy drink.
Yeah. Actually, the original energy drink came out the same time and was called Josta. That was technically an energy drink.
Josta or Jolt?
No, Josta.
I remember.
Look up Josta. Josta was my favorite. Oh, I love Josta. Another one on this list, Wild Cherry Pepsi. Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, I never was into those.
They still make it.
No, they don't. Oh, no, Wild Cherry Pepsi. Not Wild Cherry Pepsi. I'm thinking Blue Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, the Blue Pepsi. I had that.
Blue Pepsi was the
shit. Didn't that only last, like, a year?
Yeah, it was very limited time.
One or 2 years. And then the last but not least, Kid Cuisine.
Oh, dude,
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, because this was like a kid's thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on to another question.
Plus, there was a lot of weed involved.
Yeah, sure. You were going to finish the show, but then you got high. And then we, because we got right up.
I hang up.
Gotta go, boys.
No, I wouldn't even say gotta go, just hang up.
If you have, this is from DRG, if you have a time machine, not a TARDIS, where do you go first? Well, first, DRG, if you have a time machine, you can only...
It'd have to be linear.
Well, yeah, well, you can only go at the spot you're at a certain time. Mm-hmm. If you have a TARDIS...
You can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere during the time.
So I'm taking fucking TARDIS.
Fuck you, we're going to take the TARDIS, it's our show, it's how we do!
Dude, if I'm taking the TARDIS, I'm going off some random planet in space just to check them out.
I'm going to Karen Gillian's house.
Yeah, let me know how that works for you. You know, stalking charges, it doesn't matter if you have a TARDIS.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you think you're going to get away?
Yeah, get away.
Till you try to come back to your normal time, and then you're in trouble again.
You're a fugitive for 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'd probably go back and redo most of my junior high and high school.
Yeah, I would
try not to fuck it all up again.
Instead of working at a school, I would go to school. Working at a college, I'd go to college and try to make something of myself.
I would take advantage of the free college that I could have had if I would have just been sober and straight.
Uh-huh. And I could have took my athletics more.
Straight.
Motherfuckers.
Hey, we've been nice so far.
I could have took advantage of my sports and, you know, maybe got like a free scholarship. So, yeah.
And then I would go ahead of time, grab a book of sports, and come back to this time and just bet the fuck out of them.
You betcha, Biff.
That was on AMC Family yesterday.
I can't wait till 2015 so the is over so I can get rid of all these Back to the Future.
Oh, wait. I was going to say, do we need to... Like, catch Kata up on what that is.
True. Very true. I think I would want to go back and just relive some of my high school years. There's certain things I would love to relive. And, like, when I used to get on stage for my drama club and be in some of those plays, I had so much fun with that shit. On a very serious note, I would want to go back to my 8th grade year. Because... a classmate of mine died in a car accident right before freshman year. I would just like to go back and relive some of the times I had with him and like what I now come to know as his final year.
Right. Yeah, I would do the same thing for my friend too.
Move on to DRG's next question. I like this one. If you made a clone of yourself, what is the first assignment you give them?
Go to work.
Yep.
No, to do all the editing for all my podcasts.
Like shit.
I'm now like, go to work for me, motherfucker. I gotta play Xbox.
Exactly. I'd be sitting here watching something on TV or playing a game while someone else was making... Actually, I'd probably send one out to get another job.
Yep.
I'd just make clones of myself, send them off to do work, and I'll just collect the checks.
Yeah. I'd send one to New York to fuck with Shane.
Just an army of them. Like, fucking get plane load of them and send them and deliver them to Buffalo and just say, have at it.
Go to get in my car and there's 30 Justins sitting out there. They're like, all right, line up. I got to slap the shit out of all of you.
Just sitting there shaking the car back and forth.
We brought cucumbers.
In unison.
Oh my God.
Oh, you would be so flipped out.
And then we'd be like, bye.
Brr.
Help my car with cucumbers and then just say bye and walk away. I'd probably call you and be like, motherfuckers getting your ass whipped.
It's all right. There's more where that came from.
God, DRT asked some fucking deep-ass questions.
I know.
There was one about technology that I thought was a really good question.
Is it too deep for this show?
No.
Yeah, he goes in deep with some of these. Like,
he does,
because it was basically like, all right, we're going to talk about anything except anything politics and religion. And then he's just like, okay, I'm just going to come up with questions.
Yeah, no doubt. And I appreciate it, but...
And I have the notifications turned off for this account.
Oops.
For a lot of accounts. Well, just so, like, I don't get, like, bleep, 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 or I don't get bothered with, like, a random one, and I'm like... So-and-so followed you. I don't care. It's not an account I care about.
Yeah.
Right. I skipped one of his earlier ones. Which product would you like to be remembered as the creator of?
Oh, Jesus. Any of them that are making millions of dollars?
Apple.
I would, yeah.
Apple, Microsoft.
I always think of Forrest Gump. Lieutenant Dan put money into a fruit company.
Bubblegum shrimp.
No, in the movie, they invest into Apple.
Is it something that has been invented or maybe that will be invented sometime in the future?
I don't know. He says, what product would you like to be remembered as the creator of?
The product that transforms nasty, disgusting water into drinkable water, because shit's going to be used forever.
Teleportation.
Or add the same device to make nasty, disgusting women hot.
Yep. That's called.
Wait. That's already been created. It's called alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I would want to be the if it's something past, I'm going to say Apple. If it's something present, or I mean something future, because obviously not present. Something in the future, teleportation. Something that does teleportation.
That TARDIS. Would be pretty cool.
The first real life TARDIS would be great.
Yes.
Okay, another. Here's the deep one from DRG. Are the advancements in technology helping or hurting humanity?
Hurting.
Both.
Yeah, it's both.
There's a lot of it is done wonders for, like, especially like anything medical, you know, any of it. Right. Now, social media, I would say, is hurting us as a society.
Yeah, but there's still things of social media that helps, too.
It can, if it's used correctly, but most people don't use it correctly. I don't care what you had for lunch.
Yeah.
You don't?
Nobody needs to know what I looked like at 4 years old sitting on the shitter. Thank you to my sister.
We need to...
Find that picture.
Well, yeah, I'm getting on Facebook right now. We need to post that on the official Twitter.
That needs to be the picture for the show.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Yeah, that is too much work. Let's see.
Like kids today, they can't go outside because they're on their fucking computers. It's like, you know, we didn't have that shit. Go out fucking inside and play.
I had a Super Nintendo.
The problem is if they go outside, they get fucking picked up by random fucking creepy fucking guys and raped and molested.
That wasn't a thing when we were kids.
No, I don't remember that ever being a thing.
You heard about a kidnapping once in a great while. Now it's like every other day.
But it was always somebody's parent that, you know, a strange parent or whatever.
Yeah, now it's like, you know, next door neighbor's a fucking serial pedophile, and it's like, what the fuck?
Damn it, I don't think I can see the picture because I'm not friends with your sister.
Oh, you can't do it through...
No, that might be like what she has like a setting for, to where like only like maybe like her friends can view it or something. Because like it's his latest post is telling someone that, hey, I got a new phone. I don't have your phone number. And when I first seen that, I was going to post something and be like, did you break your fucking phone?
No, that's my sister that I sent that to.
Is she hot? Let me check that. Is she hot?
Hop.
Is she married? Or is that the one that's not married?
Not married.
There you go. There's your in into the Shane family.
Lucky you.
Fucking brother-in-law.
Oh, she has kids, don't she?
Yes.
Is that a problem?
I don't know. How many?
Two. 11 and four.
And how old is she?
Shit, I'm 35, so she's 31 or 32.
I don't have two ain't bad.
I don't know. I'm looking at her wall from 18 hours ago, and she's got a bunch of inspiration. She had a bunch of old pictures posted.
That's what I'm going through right now, too.
Okay, can we move on to the show instead of stalking my sister?
Should I send her a friend request? Say, hey, baby. Sup? What's up, girl? How you doing?
I don't know, but I got a friend request from a Craig.
Craig.
Yeah.
Barney?
Yeah.
That's my friend at work that Mop and I used to play Grand Theft Auto with all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's still on there all the time?
Yeah, he sent me a friend request.
Oh, God, he's...
And I'm kind of like, motherfucker, like, we never really played.
No. The one time he jumped in our chat, he left 10 seconds later because we were talking about a podcast.
Are you sure she's the one that posted the photo?
Yeah.
Do you have any others?
Because it is not on her timeline.
Oh, please, God. That's...
She didn't put it on Facebook anyway.
She tagged me in that, so.
Oh, so it should show up on yours.
Should. I'll look and see if it does. I'm helping you guys.
I see a cheerleading competition.
That's for a 12-year-old girl, easy.
You're the one that posted it.
Pending post. Oh, yep. If I accept this post, it will hit my timeline. Fuck it. I'll just do it and get it over with there. There you go, Justin. It's on my timeline now.
That's showing.
Because I just did it.
Yeah, keep refreshing. Refreshing like the midnight sale. That's showing.
Can we do another question while you're looking up me taking a shit at 4 years old?
Spam with cheese.
Once again, we're back to the social media's fucking useless.
What's wrong with society right now? This.
Oh, wait. Here's your sister's phone number.
Really? Oh, my God, no.
Can we have this? Yeah, we don't have the area
code.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
we can find it.
It's probably Shane's area code.
Exactly. If not, we'll just try all the ones in New York.
Can you edit the call? This is anything goes. Go back to the roots.
Oh, God. How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Bada bing, bada boom. There's a guy in the room.
So she wouldn't play along with us?
Oh, she would embarrass the shit out of me.
Oh, that's
really?
Awesome.
That I think awesome. We are going to add her to the call. Tell us about young Shane.
So, tell us about the time Shane took a shit on the toilet.
Have you ever seen him take a reverse shit with a green piece of shit? The green object. Anyway.
What was the question? Oh, the technology hurting or helping?
Yeah.
I mean, just hurt this podcast for 5 minutes.
it's making us all a little dumber.
I think everybody gets what they put into it.
Yes. And we get out of it what they've put into it, which is usually garbage.
Yeah, it's on my profile now.
I gotta go back.
I gotta refresh again.
It's got some time on there.
Jesus, I can't find it.
I wish I looked pictures of your sister.
There's pictures of his sister there.
Moving on.
Dude, there's a ton of pictures of his sister there.
Do you have any other sisters?
Yeah, but she's like 42.
Okay.
Do you have any cousins?
Remember the hashtag word for thing?
Oh, remember the what? Remember the what?
The hashtag where's Brooke?
Oh, yes! I forgot about Brooke. That was your what, niece?
Yes.
Yeah, listeners, that was...
That was fun for a while.
Shanzi's, and she was how old?
I think she's 21 now.
Nice. That's right. Yeah, we were talking about wanting to get on Shane's niece there.
Yep. See, listeners, I go through hell with these two assholes.
That's like I said, imagine if we were recording when we were playing Xbox.
God.
And here's the thing, before we started recording, we bullshitted for like 2.5 hours.
Yep.
If not longer.
I didn't have GPL.
On Twitter or Facebook?
On Facebook.
Well, probably because you're not on Facebook.
Is that his? Yeah. Is that picture with his wife?
I think
no,
so.
That's Caitlyn.
Caitlyn who?
WWE.
Oh, okay. I was like, man.
He wished
you go, Jeeves. You go, Jeeves.
Yeah, that's fucking Caitlyn, you dumbass.
I couldn't tell. It's a small picture.
Yeah, that's what they said about you.
Uh-huh.
No, he's a small catcher.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Damn it. Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Ass.
Ass. Class, not ass.
Class, not ass. Molly had to be right.
Keep that little snapdragon.
Little snapdragon snap.
God damn it.
I didn't have fucking H. Walker either.
Because you're never on fucking Facebook.
Hey, I'm on here now. Shut up.
The only person...
Just be glad that... Just
be glad.
The only
person that's on Facebook less than you is fucking Dan, because he doesn't have fucking Facebook.
I know. I've told myself I'm going to do better about using it, and...
Your profile picture has been the weeping angel for how long?
I know. The sad thing is that shows up as on fucking Netflix also now as my profile picture.
That's your picture in my address book because of linked to Facebook.
Yeah, mine too.
I think I did that too on accident.
Change is still the South Park picture.
Because I just downloaded the Messenger thing yesterday, mm-hmm. And I think I linked the fucking contacts with the Facebook.
I like doing it.
I don't know. I don't know how to use it. So
well, especially with the 6 Plus, having a little photo beside who I'm talking to.
I know,
like
but I don't...
In a group picture.
I don't really know how to use Facebook, like, at all.
You're old.
I could be.
All right,
or I just don't figure out a use for it.
We got more questions, and we either better breeze through some of these, or we'll have to do an episode next week.
We'll save them for later.
Yeah, do another show next week. Fuck it.
Maybe.
He's not all about it.
No.
He's not all about that base. No trouble.
Wow.
All right, another one from DRG. Aliens, that's the UFO kind, ghost, angels / demons. Which is the easiest to believe in?
Demons.
Aliens.
Well, it's angels / demons.
I would say there's good people that you could consider angels, and there's evil people that you can consider demons. I myself have been called Satan.
That's just good and bad people.
Well, I've been called Satan, so...
I think what he means is, like, angels that come down out of heaven, and demons that come out of the ground.
Because aliens, the UFO kind, not the...
Right.
Not the we the people kind.
Well, I can believe in both. Actually, I'm not so single-minded to think that we are the only people in this entire galaxy.
Yeah, I would believe in aliens for anything else.
There has to be other living beings in something as massive as the galaxy.
Yeah, as far as the mother illegals, America,
fuck them. They took her dirt.
I could believe in all of them personally, but it's ghosts.
You believe in ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Especially with some of the ghost stories that are out there.
There's some definitely freaky shit out there. But would think with all of the technology and the cameras and the... You'd have seen something at this point. It's just like Bigfoot.
Well, the same thing can go with fucking aliens.
No, he says, do they exist? Yes, I believe they exist. That doesn't mean they're here.
No, he doesn't say...
Aliens are here.
That was not what was said. Which is easiest to believe in?
Right, it's easier to believe in something that could be out in the galaxy... than something floating around in the dark at my house.
But you just said that with all the technology, we would have seen ghosts by now. Well, with all the technology, we would have seen aliens by now.
There's still parts of the galaxy we can't see. A whole lot of the galaxy we don't see.
Yeah, but if they were aliens, I'm taking it, especially because he said UFO kind, like they would have traveled here, so we don't need to see exactly where they come from. They just need to be here.
Well, here, I don't think they're here. Out in space somewhere, sure. There has to be something else out there. We're here. It is an endless expanse of space.
Next question on DRG. Worst movie you have seen in the past 5 years?
Leprechaun Origins.
I'm pretty lenient with most of my movies. I don't overly hate them.
Like, I love cheesy fucking horror movies. There's nothing better in my opinion. You know, but I mean, Leprechaun Origins was by far one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Green Lantern.
Yeah, that was bad.
Was that the last 5 years?
Yeah. That was the past 3 or 4. I've seen that one with my ex.
I did not like Wolf of Wall Street at all.
Really?
I want to say I've seen that movie before. It just was with different characters. It was the same premise, though. It just all the fucks and the... It just got fucking stupid.
If you couldn't live in North America continent,
I don't want to live in it.
Live in North America continent. Well, what?
If you didn't live in North America, go on. Just drop the continent part.
North American continent. Which would be your next choice?
Probably Australia.
I'm going to say Europe.
Yeah, I would say, like, England, because those are some rowdy motherfuckers over there.
If I'm going by country, that's a tough one. But by continent, I'm going to go Europe.
Yeah, I'm still saying Australia. Is that the continent?
Yep.
Yeah.
Australia is the only country named, country and continent named the same thing.
It's either that or New Zealand or any of those islands right there together.
I could go to England, punch A.H. Walker in the face.
I don't think I would like England.
There's certain things, but I think for me, if I'd want to live anywhere, it's Ireland.
I wouldn't mind going. I don't think I would stay.
Ireland seems a very peaceful country.
Or Scotland. I'd like to go to all of them, but...
I'd like to go to Scotland and hang out with William Wallace.
Or Italy.
Not a big... I could care less about Italy.
Yeah, I have not.
I would just want to go to Rome to visit everything Catholic. I'm not Catholic, But, like, to be in, like, Vatican City, I think would be something cool to actually to see.
For, like, the historical significance of it all.
Yeah. The entire piece.
You could run by a bunch of priests and be like, I'm too old for you. That went too far. I'm sorry.
You'd be all upset that they weren't giving you attention anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You'd just be mad. Why won't they come here? Why won't they molest me? I'm standing here bent over right in front of them.
But Father O'Houlihan, we had fun when I was a kid.
What the fuck?
I want to play the Advent game where I blow out your candle.
Wow, that's foul.
You're foul.
Teach me how to sing them high notes.
Next question.
Dear choir boy.
If you were granted a musical backing track to your life, which band would play it?
Fucking Pantera.
Yep, Pantera. Pantera was my first thought.
Remember on NFL Easy Picks, we were gonna reincarnate Pantera so they could be in the halftime show?
Fuck yeah, see, they're going to play my theme song to go to work through every day.
Oh, God. I wouldn't mind Metallica either.
Can I say Jim Johnson?
No?
Can I do the really cheap way as a wrestling fan and say Jim Johnson? He can only imagine the great tracks that he could come up with.
You can do Downstate.
As long as he plays Dolph Ziggler's.
Yeah, there you go.
One from Kata. What would be some countries you would love to visit? I think that kind of goes with DRG's question, but...
Yeah, we just named a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to go to Italy for that.
I honestly would like to visit Japan.
I've never really cared about Japan. I don't care about many things Asian except for their food. Other than that, yeah.
What, Japan? I wouldn't mind going to Japan.
Yeah.
Never really cared. Love to go to Ireland. Love to go to actually the Guinness pub. I mean, not Guinness pub, but Guinness brewery. That'd be fun. England, hit up some of the actual historical spots. Gotta go to the Doctor Who experience.
Yep.
Which that's not in London. That's somewhere else in England. I forget where it is off the top of my head. Kartik, I think I want to say it is. I could be wrong. Any other spots for you guys?
No, I'm good.
Nah.
Actually, I wouldn't mind going to, like, Russia and seeing some of the stuff over there.
Hang out with Rusev.
Hang out with Lana.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Capture a Russian woman and bring her home.
Mm-hmm. You can
just
do that.
Order that. You don't have to.
Yeah,
I like Pokemon.
So you can do that from here.
You have to go over there to order one.
Actually, I think you do have to go over there and meet with them first.
Yeah, that's what Skype's for. I ain't traveling all over there to have a conversation.
Is there any other places? I don't want to go to South America or Africa.
No, Ebola.
Nope.
Don't want to go to Mexico because hi, they're over here. Sorry.
Does Canada count?
I've been to Canada.
It's country, so yeah.
Canada, there's a lot of cool places in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if I'm going to go anywhere, I'm going to stay here in the United States and go to fucking Alaska because I've never been and it looks cool as fuck.
Fuck, man, it's cold.
It's still the same country.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said I would stay here and just go to Alaska.
See, I'd go to Hawaii for all that cold weather shit.
Yeah.
You can go to Alaska and see Russia from your house.
Can maybe meet up with Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
She'd whoop your ass.
Probably. She'd shoot me.
Probably. Another one for DRG. Which should be legal, weed or alcohol?
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Alcohol.
But I think what he's trying to say is, if you were to go that way of weed, then alcohol would be illegal. Because actually, if I'm correct, I'm not 100% sure on, during the Prohibition, weed was legal. It was after the Prohibition that weed became illegal.
Well, if you look at like what it does to your body and the effects, alcohol is 100 times worse than marijuana.
Yeah, alcohol is pretty much a straight poison.
Marijuana just makes you want to eat some Cheetos and some fucking pizza.
And play some Call of Duty.
Fuck yeah.
I've always said weed should be like cigarettes.
No, they need to get rid of cigarettes and add weed.
I agree.
That's true.
As I stand out here and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
So instead of chewing tobacco, I'd chew marijuana? That'd be weird.
Yeah, I'd be getting a whole different effect there.
Oh my god, I'd be bloodstone in my head.
Yeah, you might actually be a calm, normal person.
You'd like a lot of green stuff, don't you?
No. Shane, what's your pick for the Super Bowl? I don't fucking care, dude.
Cucumber?
No.
Yeah, the Eagles, weed, cucumbers. You like green stuff?
I don't like cucumbers.
You said you're straight edge and you don't like weed either, so...
I used to.
When's the last time you smoked a cigarette?
Let's see. Well, I had one when my mom passed away because I was a little stressed, but other than that, it's been a while.
Okay. Like 2 seconds ago?
Oh, yeah, shocker.
He just put it out.
No, actually, I'm still smoking it.
Okay.
Another one from DRG. What's the best book you've ever read? Okay. Do you mean that I've actually read? Because that's not a lot.
Audiobooks count as reading.
Or do audiobooks count?
Audiobooks are going to count with us.
Actually, I haven't done many. This is the first audiobook I've ever listened to, is the one I'm listening to now.
For me, audiobook-wise, Gone Girl.
For me, it's Iceman, Confessions of a Mafia Contract Killer.
God, there's a bunch of them. I love the Frankenstein series from Dean Koontz, Da Vinci Code was really a good book.
What other books that I've actually read? When it comes to mind, the only books that I've read, because I haven't read many books, that I've actually read that I really liked, the top two that come to mind are Holes. I loved Holes before they turned into a movie. And then there's a book that I read my sophomore year in school, part of a class called Tears of a Tiger. And it's kind of like described the situation I talked about earlier where a classmate of mine died in a car accident. It's kind of what that book's about. And when I read that my sophomore year, that was, God, it was 2002-2003 school year. And I actually ended up, like, finding the author's email address and writing to her. And, like, because reading, like, we all, like, all of us in our class read it, because it wasn't just me, it was a class assignment type thing, and we all loved it. I ended up emailing her and telling her, and then she actually wrote back, and I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I got a confession. I don't think I read a book until I became an adult.
Yeah, I was kind of similar.
Yeah, I fucking hated books in school. I hated reading. And then I went through a spell where I couldn't get enough of it.
Right.
Kind of like Shane and Penis.
Fuck yourself.
WrestleCrap, the book, was pretty good, too.
What other?
Stone Cold Truth, Austin's book, was really good. I did read that.
Yeah. I almost want to listen to Jericho's new book, but the only thing about Jericho's new book is he's not reading it.
Right.
And I don't like that fact. I'm like, your book, why don't you read it, motherfucker?
Jericho's books have been pretty good so far. I think I've read the first two. Mankind's books are really good, too.
Yep.
And I was shocked none of them are available in audiobook. Like, none of them.
I know, right?
Mankind's
really weird.
None of Mankind's old ones. And Jericho's new one's the first one that's been available.
Well, and, like, some of the newer ones, like the Booker T book, isn't available on Audible.
Mm-hmm. Another one from DRG. Which was the more influential decade? 1920s, 1940s, 1960s, or 1990s? I'm kind of partial to saying 90s, just because I grew up a lot in that era.
Yeah,
I'd have to say 90s, too. I mean,
don't they all affect each other?
I mean, the 60s, that was like when, you know, stuff happened.
There was some good music that come out of the 60s.
Yep. I'll say from the 20s to the 40s, that's some of my favorite time.
Yeah, like
actually, I would say 20s to the early 50s.
Yep.
Like, if I was to go back in time and want to live somewhere, that's probably where I'd go. Somewhere in that range, where it's just life was so much fucking simpler.
Yep. Oh, and going back to the time machine question, one place I would go would it be Clear Lake, Iowa, February 3rd, 1959. And try to prevent Richie Valens and Buddy Holly and Big Bopper from getting on that plane.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The other place I got to thinking about is I'd like to go back and be at the original Woodstock.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I wish they would have did Woodstock again. I remember when they did it in 99.
They tried.
I was around 13 when that happened. So I was like, oh my God, if they do Woodstock 2004, I'll be able to go to that. I'll be 18. Yeah, they didn't fucking do it.
Yeah, because I don't think it went very well.
It ended with, like, fires.
Yeah, if I remember right, it wasn't exactly a success. Although it spawned, what, 90 different fucking tours like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Remember Ozfest.
Well, you had Ozfest, the Warped Tour. God, there was a bunch of them. Metallica had one, too, for a minute, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Those Metallicas, I don't remember it.
I don't remember offhand, but I remember them being on a tour with a bunch of different people.
I know there's Lollapalooza.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them, too. I think Lollapalooza was supposed to be kind of like a traveling Woodstock is what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. I seriously miss Ozfest. Ozfest was, I never got a chance to go, but I always wanted to.
Me too.
They, the, one of the local stations here, used, I think they still do it. It's called X-Fest, and it's, I mean, it's basically like alternative music, but it's every year. Dude, they get some really, really good bands that come in.
Oh, we got in Ohio, we got Rock on the Range.
Yeah, that's, I've never been to that, but I've been to the X-Fest a couple times.
Well, but you know, like, the hype around it, though.
Well, yeah, that, and,
you know, when they talk about it, like, it's fucking huge.
Well, of course they are.
Cleveland also has a country fest, which is supposedly really big. And,
Day in the Country?
I don't know, I just don't, everybody calls it country fest.
It might be the name of it.
It's like a 3-day concert. Oh, now we can't forget the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Really?
Yeah, we can forget.
Well, no,
it.
No. It was a concert series that was spawned pretty much after Woodstock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or not concert series, concert event. Because they were kind of like Woodstock of where everything was in one place and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. This okay. Here's like just kind of a sampling of what some of the people they've had. Like 96 or 2006 was Avenged Sevenfold, Strand, 3 Days Grace, Buckcherry, Hinder, Bullet for My Valentine, Blackstone Cherry, Breaking Benjamin, Sum 41. Dude, there's a bunch of bands here. Alice in Chains came 1 year. Hollywood Undead. Dude, it's a fucking pretty kick-ass concert. Looks like 2012 they canceled it. Poor ticket sales. Because it was Seether, Sick Puppies, 10-year, Dropkick Murphys, Filter, Pop Evil. I don't know what the fuck that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know who any of the rest of these are.
All right. Get us some more. We only got a couple left, actually. We got 3 left.
Are you not reading the other ones?
Which ones? I haven't missed any.
There's a whole bunch of them from Vamp.
And those are the last 4.
Oh, I was going to say, we still got like 90 from DRG.
No, we got all the DRGs.
Did we get through all of them? Good job.
Yeah. But we have 4 from Devil Vamp. Mm-hmm. One of them we already read. That was How Much Money Will It Take for FTW Suck a Dick.
And I told him to fuck off.
And we all said it wouldn't cost anything because he'll do it for free.
And then there's another one that I think he worded wrong. I'm thinking he worded wrong. I don't 100% know. But then there's 2 other ones.
Well, one's a political.
Yeah, one's kind of political, but the political one, like...
Gay marriage?
Well, yeah, and cool. I think he's leaving out a word, too. Thinking about...
It's more of just a statement, ain't it?
Yeah. I think he meant to put some more to that. I think because he threw that one together.
What do we think of gay marriage? I don't give a fuck.
No, the Supreme Court discussing gay marriage for the whole country. I want to say...
It's not marriage, it's marriage.
Marriage. Marriage.
What they do in their own home is their own business.
Yeah, I could give a fuck less.
Yeah, I don't care.
What if they like to put balls into you?
That's their business.
As long as I don't have to drink the tea, I don't care.
Fucking A.
Says the homophobe.
Fuck you, dude. I'm being honest. What they do, I don't care. You know, just don't come flirting at me or shit, you know. Other than that.
Jesus Christ. I'm pretty sure there's not a gay person in America that would flirt with you.
I don't think so either, but I'm just saying, hey, to each their own.
No, he posted that the exact same way in the fucking group me too. Literally, at marriage too.
He probably just copy and pasted.
Marriage.
No, he's probably one of what we think of it. And
Supreme Court discussing gay marriage.
I don't know what they're discussing. I there's a whole lot left there that...
To make it legal in the whole United States, for all states for it to be legal. I'm not going to lose sleep over it, so it doesn't bother me.
I'm not going to lose sleep over it at all.
You're not going to lose sleep? You're not going to be losing sleep because we're going to be busy.
And if we're talking, like, the sanctity of marriage being under... I mean, really? Look around and see how many people are married that fucking can't stand each other.
Fucking
and are only together for financial or... Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty sure in that Bible thingy that I've never read, it doesn't say, you know, stay with your spouse as long as they're making 50 grand a year.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that?
I don't think so. But what do I know?
That's true. You were married for how long?
Like well, I was days. With her. No, I was with her 8. We were married 3.
So she got tired of your bullshit and left you?
Pretty much.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
She rage quit on you?
Pretty much. Yeah. She got tired of my rage, so she rage quitted on my rage, so.
Telling you, smoke a big fucking bowl, you'll be fine.
All right,
I was smoking back then.
The fuck's wrong with you?
finish these next two questions.
All right.
What should be the next cartoon to be turned into a movie?
Doug.
That could be interesting.
Are we talking like live action or into another part, like a cartoon movie?
Yeah.
I think means live action.
Oh. I was gonna say if we're talking cartoon, I would love to see another South Park movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another I love South Park movie.
They haven't made a movie since
Or
Team
Simpsons.
America.
Yeah, or Simpsons. Simpsons, yeah, or I wouldn't Simpsons. Mind seeing another movie of.
Another Beavis and Butthead.
I would love to see a Family Guy.
Oh, you know what? No.
On the big screen movie.
Archer. Would love to see a fucking R-rated Archer cartoon.
That show's on FX, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw previews for it, and I'm like, dude, I should be
watching. Oh my god, it's fucking hilarious.
I've always wanted to watch it, but I never could get a chance to watch it.
It's on Netflix, too, I believe.
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, yeah, sorry, you don't have fucking Netflix.
I just got some.
I'm gonna get Netflix when I get. Well, I don't know. I got Hulu Plus.
They should be on there.
Yeah. Well, I have Hulu Plus, but you gotta realize data.
Yeah, that's true.
I bought it when I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna use it." And then it kind of ate. It didn't eat up a lot, but it ate up enough. And I'm like, "I'll keep this for whenever I get back."
I might break down and get Hulu Plus again. It just pisses me off. You have to pay to watch commercials.
I remember when Shane had HBO. I loved it.
Oh, I know, dude. And it ended up, he finally gives me the password and shit. And like a month later, he's like, "I'm fucking done with HBO." Like,
no, I kept it for like 3 or 4 months, but I'm like, dude, I'm not watching this. And I sent you guys a text. I'm like, "Do you guys watch HBO Go?" And you both said no. So I'm like, "All right, cool. I'm getting rid of it." And then the day after I got rid of it, Mop goes, "Where's HBO Go?" I'm like, "I just told you I'm getting rid of it."
No. If I remember,
I fucking listen.
No, I know. But I finally
we
got through
audio
all the Game
proof
of Thrones.
For this.
I finally got, I bogarted my mom's and I got through all of Game of Thrones.
I can't get into that show, I've tried.
Oh, how can you not?
Yeah.
You gotta get past the first couple of episodes till people start dying.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, I'm at the point right now where odds are, whatever girl I wind up with next, there's gonna be some show that I don't want to watch that she's gonna be like, "I love it, let's watch it," and I'm just kinda like, okay. Like, I could end up watching Walking Dead because of it, or I could end up watching Game of Thrones because of it. I see those two being highly likely.
I really hope to watch The Walking Dead, because I'll be like, it's about fucking time.
Yeah, especially considering the numbers for the premiere episode of Season 5 just came out, the official numbers for Walking Dead. 22.3 million people watched the premiere of Walking Dead.
Yeah, and that was fucking amazing.
Did you see the number to how many people watched the college football game on Monday?
No.
I don't know the exact number, but it was the highest ratings for ESPN ever.
Oh, I believe that.
And I think it might have topped the Super Bowl.
Ooh, that'd be hard to do. Because the Super Bowl's on, like, free TV, and ESPN's a pay channel.
Yeah,
granted, most people have cable, have some that don't.
Yeah, I'd have to...
Right, but yeah, I can believe that was the highest fucking number ever. But you're also comparing, you know, kind of apples to oranges when you start comparing sports to TV shows.
Right.
Well, it's how many people were watching it. I'm just
right. saying. Mm-hmm. Well,
and I wasn't really comparing it. I was just bringing it up.
Oh. Yeah, that season 5 premiere took into all the DVRs and everything else also. It wasn't just live viewing. So I'm wondering when you get the official number for that fucking game, what it's going to be. Because I know a couple people DVR'd it to watch it later.
All right, Shatters Records, as I'm getting this up.
Are we going to go on to the next question? How much money would it take to get FTW to suck a dick?
More than 33 million people tuned into the game.
Yeah, fucking ridiculous.
Okay, it was the most in cable history. That's what it was.
Fucking ridiculous.
I don't think they got an official number. They're just right now saying more than 33 million.
Oh, yeah. They'll take a couple. Like I said, they just come out with the numbers for the season premiere of Season 5 from Walking Dead, and that was, what, November?
And the previous record was... The Sugar Bowl at 28.3.
The Sugar Bowl this year or the Sugar Bowl pet which year?
This year.
Oh, wow. That would have been one of the playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs! It's a banner year for college football. Hell, I'm starting to care about college football now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's essentially unpaid professional athletes.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, underpaid professional athletes. Oh, Keta's loving this discussion.
Well, wait a minute. For Keta's benefit, I meant to do this earlier in the episode. Keta likes hockey. Shane, talk hockey for a minute.
Puck. Buffalo sucks right now.
Puck. Ice.
Goalie.
We need...
Forward.
We need Joe on here because Keta's a Blackhawks fan.
I haven't watched any hockey at all this year, so I don't know who's doing good and not good.
I wouldn't watch hockey until fucking
playoffs. I only watch it like around the playoffs because it's so much better.
Oh my god! It's just like the NBA. The guys on the teams aren't even trying at this point. They just want to make it into the playoffs, not get hurt, and then they'll play when the playoffs come.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Moving on to the last question. How much money would it take to get FTW second? Oh, wrong question. Oh, no, that's a perfect lead-in to the actual last question. What would you do with $1 million? I have a feeling Shane would hire as many men as he could.
It's no, raining men.
Buy a house, buy the vehicle I want, and invest it.
Wow, boring answer.
I was going to say, my answer is going to be pretty fucking boring, too.
Well, it's only $1 million. I mean,
yeah,
if it was $100 million, I would build my dream home, buy some four-wheelers, buy my monster truck that I want, you know, hire some
hookers on a daily
basis.
If I was to win the Ohio Lottery, or the Mega Millions, I think it's 300 and something million,
yes.
I would sponsor a NASCAR car, put my head on the hood, and travel around with it.
NASCAR car.
You'd become a Steelers fan then?
Why?
NASCAR.
What's NASCAR got to do with Pittsburgh?
Both hillbilly.
Yep.
No. Inbred. It's a whole different kind of hillbilly that watches NASCAR.
Yeah, kind of. You know,
what? The one that has three teeth instead of two?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The one that has sex with his cousin, not his sister?
Actually, both, I think. They ain't that picky. But no, dude, just to make fucking people stare at my face on national TV would be fucking awesome. Of course, you know, I would pay off all my bills and blah, 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 and bullshit.
Well, yeah, okay, that's the boring shit.
I would probably also travel around with the WWE. I'd like to do that for like a year.
Yeah, I'd like to be like the Brock Lesnar guy for a year.
Yeah, just travel around to every fucking Raw, SmackDown.
No, I would change my Twitter handle to the John Cena guy just to piss everybody off.
They don't travel everywhere. People, like, normally they do Midwest in certain pay-per-views, mm-hmm. and they always travel.
Yeah, but I still would do it.
I would do
Mania to Mania.
If I had $1 million, I would trade my life with Frank the Clown.
Nah. Although, with $1 million, I might be able to...
What do you mean, nah? You get the traveling around with WWE part, and you get to bang Noelle Foley.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. But you still got to be Frank the Clown.
I'm trying to Frank the Clown.
I don't know. It seems like a stupid name. Okay. I don't know who he actually is or what he does.
Okay, Robert.
His name is Frank, and he's a clown.
I get that, but...
Do you know what he looks like?
No, I have no idea.
Watch WWE. When you see the guy in the crowd dressed like a clown, that's Frank the Clown.
I can't remember a guy in the crowd that looks like a clown.
It's rainbow hair. He's had the camera on him sometimes at the same time as Brock Lesnar guy.
Yeah, I guess I don't pay enough attention to the crowd.
Sounds like too much work.
Now, the one I notice all the time is the fucking old man Hogan guy.
Yeah, I never notice him.
Oh, God.
He looks just like Hulk Hogan, just 70 pounds like, heavier.
I notice Brock Lesnar guy, and then you got to know a sign guy.
Yes.
I probably would if he pointed him out.
Because kind of like everybody else, he dresses the same. There's other guys, too. There's, like, the ultimate WWE fan. I think he might only do WrestleMania. He might do other shows, too.
I don't know. Dude, I would totally buy one of those high-end fucking VIP passes for Mania, though.
My answer for what I would do if I had $1 million is I would have the Ultimate WrestleMania weekend, do everything
mm-hmm.
possible, front row ticket,
mm-hmm.
front row center, and 50-yard line for the Super Bowl reserved for when the Browns go.
I was going to say, you would do Super Bowl when it... Super Bowl isn't... I don't know. It just doesn't really entice me because you never know who's going to be there.
I'd always be... If they came back around this area, which... I don't think they ever will. The closest they're going to do is Indianapolis again. Maybe if they wanted to go back to Detroit, which that's questionable.
Right.
But I would be willing to make a gamble on it.
I don't know, but...
Well, the thing is, you're going to pay face value.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on your ticket. Well, actually, not depending on the tickets. You can then turn around, because they sell those early in the year, if I'm correct. You can turn around and check up the fucking price like every other person.
Mm-hmm. I would probably never do any of these things because I fucking hate being in crowds.
Me too.
I don't mind it.
I can't stand, especially when it's too cramped and you're all squished in together.
That's because you're fat.
I'm a little claustrophobic and
fat. Yep.
Frankly, people piss me the fuck off and I start getting mad.
Yep.
Well, you sound like our friend in New York.
Well, I bet I'm not that way 24/7. Just when I get pissed off. Of course, I'd also feed the homeless, too, with my $1 million.
You'd feed fuck them.
Hey, I had to say something nice.
You feed yourself.
Uh-huh.
Fat ass.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I'd be feeding myself really well, too.
Absolutely.
I'd have some fucking gourmet going on. Although, from what I've seen of most of the gourmet cooking on TV, no thank you. I'd just give me a fucking cheeseburger.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That will pretty much do it for us. There's nothing else that's... No other questions.
Well, there was that one other question.
Which one?
How much would it go? I couldn't get it out.
You guys are dicks.
Yep.
Who's Greg Anthony?
Who's who?
Greg Anthony.
I don't know.
CBS basketball announcer and former NBA player Greg Anthony was arrested Friday night and charged with soliciting a prostitute.
Yeah, good for him.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with paying her, because you're not paying for sex. You're paying her to get the fuck up and leave afterward.
Fucking A. We've been on this call for 5 hours and 2 minutes.
We have. Yeah. I'm kind of getting hungry.
Fat,
yes. I'm fat because I haven't eaten in 7 hours.
I'm kind of getting tired.
Yeah, so am I. I'm going to stop this and...
Yep.
Well, end it, bitch.
Well, you turned into bitch. So I guess that is going to do it for us right here on Anything Goes on the Trending Topics Network. Mop, do you have any final thoughts?
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
While it lasts.
Will last forever.
No, for the year.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I'll kick you guys off after the first episode and Joe will return.
If you did that, I would probably seriously clap the fucking shit out of you.
Why?
I think we've improved the goddamn show. I'm not trying to toot our own horns, but beep fucking beep.
Well, one of us has improved the show. The other one just brings cucumbers.
Fucking asshole.
I'm going to start calling you Toby because you're a little whipping boy.
No, it's Kuta Kente.
Your name is Toby.
Kuta Kente.
Okay, on a side note, I got a friend who was half black. And growing up, he only really lived with his mom. They ended up getting a very small white toy poodle. The dog's name was Toby. Later on, we'd like bust his balls, like making the connection. You good to get it, it's Toby.
You are racist, sir.
I'm not racist.
Oh, and back to the other. Yeah, Shane is totally our Wayne.
Yes. You're short, and you're our whipping boy.
And you hate your job.
Yeah.
And you're a miraculous champion of the other show that we don't talk about.
Yeah, except Wayne cashed in and Shane got cashed in on.
That was a fad. I almost said that. Wrestling podcasts were a fad.
Why, you never coming back?
I don't know, dude. If I do,
he'll be back in a month.
It depends on your mammoth mood swings.
No, because I still talk to everybody that I talked to on that show, except for the host. I mean, I haven't talked to him in months, but whatever.
It depends on what part of the menstrual cycle he's in.
The host? I know.
I'm talking about you.
Oh. No, it's, I don't know, dude. It's like, seriously, it's hard for me to, like, sit down and actually, like, come up with a phone call. Like, I don't have the creative ideas I used to. So it's like, fuck it.
That's kind of where I'm at, too.
Yeah,
but
dude.
I don't throw a fit and say, hey, quit, man.
Yeah, but you're going to get a better contributor to the, what's that thing called?
What?
The Illuminati that you're running over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you created.
Ooh, Illuminati.
It's a conspiracy to hold everybody down, you guys.
Yeah, that's great. Alrighty. Alright.
4:30 in the morning. Time to wrap this motherfucker up.
And that will do it for us, and we will catch you guys when the fuck ever. If you want to come up with ideas for us to talk about, randomly, if you want, you could send them to @TheAnythingGoes on Twitter. I would ask only to do it when we're asking for them, but if you have a really good one and you have it in your mind, fine, throw it. But, I mean, let me see. The very first tweet that was sent to us, because it was right when I had said something and grouped me about it, was only 9 hours ago. So we started, this call has been going on for 5 hours. So with a 4-hour notice, we got this many questions. Some we went in depth on, some we didn't. I can't imagine if, let's say, we don't do an episode for another month, and we also happen to do a social media episode, because we still have the possibility of doing a wrestling episode, which that might be more geared towards March for WrestleMania.
Yep.
And we still have other random episodes. We'll get that when we feel like it. But if you have any good ones, send it to us, and yeah, figure it out. So we will catch you guys later.
No habla español.
No, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,